Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Jim
Blasingame, congratulations on 20 years.
Your 10,000 hours and over 20,000 interviews, if you do the math, is about 72 million words of devoted time on your part.
The best looking, smartest, and of course, most humble fellow I know.
Best wishes on your 20th anniversary. Of course, you've succeeded because you have the perfect face for radio. Congratulations.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. In the third decade of the 21st century now, in our 24th year, I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. George Levy is here. He's a great member of our Brain Trust. He's a senior lecturer at the Blockchain Institute of Technology. George Levy, LEVY.com. Is that right, George?
That's correct. GeorgeLevy.com with a Y.
Yep. Yeah, and can tell us what they can find when they get there.
They'll be able to find all about, you know, my speaking engagements and also about my courses. And there's a lot of free content that will help you understand what all this blockchain, Bitcoin, and crypto is all about.
You need to do it, folks. You need to go follow George, and he will guide you in on your journey of understanding digital assets and cryptocurrency. So I want to come back to the non-fungible tokens, NFTs, very slowly. Tell us again what they are and how they're different from a cryptocurrency or other digital assets.
So the thing about an NFT is that an NFT is a digital asset. And what I mean by that, an asset is an object of value. For example, if I have a Bitcoin, that's a digital asset. Right now, that Bitcoin's worth close to $60,000. And if I give you that Bitcoin, I no longer have it. That's different, for example, if I take a picture of someone on my phone and I send you that picture of that person, I didn't send you the picture. I sent you a copy. I still have the picture in my phone. That's the difference between having a token that you can give to someone instead of just a digital asset that you have. That's what I want to point out to you. I'm going to give you a perfect example. I used to be the frontman for a rock band. I had a record label. It was amazing. When MP3s came along, all my music was turned into digital files that people could share for free around the world.
Right.
The label dropped me. It went under. Everybody lost all their money. Billions were lost. That's what happens when you have a digital asset and you turn it into something free and you give it away. But these non-fungible tokens let you take something digital and make it an asset of value. And you can charge for it. Like I mentioned, an NFT sold for $60 million.
So you're saying an NFT, a non-fungible token, I can loan you access to it and charge you for it and keep my asset.
Absolutely. You can hold it as collateral.
In the old days... And I'm sure it's still a valid term in intellectual property. There's something called fair use, right? But you, mm-hmm. In other words, and beyond fair use, you're breaking the law. You're violating my rights. But there's a fair use way. So what you're talking about is basically charging for fair use. You can use this, but you can't possess it. Is that right?
Let's take it. Yep. And if you want to follow on the intellectual capital, because that's an excellent excuse. Sorry, it's an excellent example. So all of these artists, all of these licensed artists, you know, whether you're a musician or you're an athlete or you're a painter, you know, they are, the fact that they sign for something, think about in the old days, Pablo Picasso would paint something and his signature would make it, it was what made it, make it worth millions of dollars.
Right.
But that was a physical piece. It had Pablo Picasso's signature. Nowadays, you can have an artist, and if the artist digitally signs a work of art, whether it's them saying something or whether it's a tweet, whether it's actually a painting that they digitally took a picture, you could sell that and you can charge for it. Why? Because it was signed by the true artist.
But
or
how
by the
do you
athlete.
Keep that person who bought it from you, bought the use of it from you, how do you keep them from leveraging it further, giving it away, selling it to somebody else? Like an MP3?
Well, the thing is, it's a very different thing. Selling it to somebody else, you could do that. It's your asset. You own it.
Right.
And it can gain value, and I can sell it. Just like, for example, if I buy a pair of shoes that were.
But that's if you own it. If you let somebody else have access to it, like we talked about, what if they took it and gave it away? How do you prevent them from getting away from you, so to speak?
Well, the key thing that I would say is that that's where opportunity lies. And there's a lot of people that are doing things. For example, is you could leverage it as collateral. So instead of actually getting it by selling it, you could actually get a loan against it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So there's different business models that are being done. but it's all built around ownership. This concept of being able to own something digital is truly revolutionary, because you think about it. We're all moving into virtual reality.
And banks,
you're moving into augmented.
And banks are going, one of the ways that banks will live or die is in their ability to embrace an asset that's digital, right? Because right now they
absolutely don't.
They don't. You can't get a loan on a website right now. Hey, George, I got to wrap it up. We got so much more to talk about. Come back sooner than later, okay?
Would love that. Would
George
love
Levy,
that, Jim. Thank you
so
much.
Ladies and gentlemen, folks, he's doing a great job. This is really hard to understand. The rich people of the future, the power of the future, is going to be in what George is talking about more than anything else. And if we don't understand it, we're going to get left behind. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be back. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.